Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Charles Thomas once again with Impact Now Radio. Just want to say good afternoon and thank you to all that will call in, that will listen in or listen by way of archives. I just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day just to hear these teachings and just to see what the Holy Spirit say through me. And I just want to give you the call-in number and any contact info for those that might listen by way of archive for any future shows. The guest call-in number is 347-426-3065. Once again, 347-426-3065. And my email address is ccthomas178@gmail.com. Once again, ccthomas178@gmail.com. And I just encourage anyone that listens to please to have you a pen, a piece of paper, your own Bible, a dictionary, or something of the sorts. Because it's always important when you hear anyone teach from the Holy Scriptures that you have your own Bible and a pen, a piece of paper to write down certain passages of Scriptures, to write down all Scriptures that are given, and also to write down certain key points that were made, whether that spoke to you personally or that might have seemed not right, or that could have been taken out of context, or you might feel like, well, you just pick up that the Bible really doesn't say that. So, because it's always important to go back to study for yourself what you were listening to and begin to ask the Holy Spirit to revelate it to you in your personal life, how you can apply that to your own life, and also to show you where some things might have been twisted or whatever the case might be. And once again, I encourage anyone to call in. You don't have to agree with my views, with my point of view. The one thing I do ask is this: one, that you show respect, because I will show respect to you, even in disagreeing, as well as that if you have or feel like that the scripture that you're using might not be saying it was taken out of context, the one thing I do ask is that you come with chapter, book, and verse of the scripture that you want to use. I do not, we don't embrace, your own ideologies, your opinions, isn't it? Because when it comes to the scriptures, we want to let the Bible speak for itself. We don't need individual ideas or anything of the sort. If we're going to talk scripture, we're going to talk scripture. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get right into to the lesson, as we're going to be dealing with the topic that started out on yesterday, dealing with narcissism, the spirit of Antichrist and his children. Narcissism, the spirit of Antichrist and his children, as we begin to look at the scriptures out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, in Ezekiel chapter 28, as we did yesterday, as today we'll continue to lay a groundwork, a foundation to go on and give some background to where this term narcissism, or the term that connects to a certain personality disorder within the psychology field. And we're going to begin to look at the where this being, because this was actually a term derived for a so-called mythological being or person that originated, I guess, these certain personality traits that now gives place to those who are called, that are considered to be narcissistic. So with that being said, Father, we come before you, Lord God, on this Tuesday, August the 4th. Lord God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. And Father, I just want to say thank you for all those that were called and listening, those that were listening by way of archive. And Lord God, I pray, Father, that they would understand this is by no means to belittle anyone, but to help revelate that being self-centered, being selfish, being almost to the point where you hold yourself in such high esteem, to the point where you will look down upon and disrespect other people, that is not of God. It is not a way to be, and eventually it will cause a cycle of pain, and rejection, because eventually people will not want to be around such a person because of the disrespect or the lack of respect that they receive. So, Father, I just pray for anyone that is dealing with a narcissistic trait, or if anyone that might be connected in relationship, friendship, a child, a mate, a spouse, brother, sister, who might be narcissistic. Lord, I pray, help them to understand that this is just not something natural, but it's also something that is spiritual and demonic. And Lord God, and it's only going to take the power of the Holy Ghost and the resurrected Christ to deal with. So, Father, we just say thank you. And Lord God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for all things said. And Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that I will not say anything that is contrary to your word. And Lord, I pray that you would give the people the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. As I said, the scripture that it came from is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 to around verse 20 to 24. But we're going to somewhat cut it short and get to the main point of the scripture. But first, I will, I'm going to read the scriptures first, then I'm going to read some notes, some things that I've found researching dealing with narcissism and really where's the origin of where this came from. So as we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, then Ezekiel chapter 28, and 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Once again, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Okay, I went over this scripture on yesterday in dealing with the first two verses and with focusing on the first line of verse 2 where it says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." This was the first characteristic or the first sign in which shows you that we are coming to the fullness of perilous times, or that we are in the last days. And so, and one of the first things that the apostle lists is that men shall be lovers of their own selves. And so usually when this is the first thing, this is somewhat foundational, because then everything else that is mentioned after that is more so now built upon that which was first mentioned. And so because of the fact that men, that the fact, okay, in the last, he said that in the last days perilous times shall come for men. So now he says that, then he begins to give us what is going to be the signs, what is going to be the temperature or the environment is going to be like. Yes, hello.
Hello, hi.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm great.
Yes, you have a question, comment, sir?
Oh, I did have a comment, but I wasn't going to be online this soon. You must say it now or
yes,
I can wait.
No.
Okay.
Just do it right here.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. This may not fall in line with what you're talking about. I just saw your website on the Walter Show. But
yes.
I have a major issue, and it's nothing against you at all, or you're talking about at all. This is something I've thought about. I have a major issue when people say they don't want to be who they are. In other words, they want to change sexes. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense, because the deeper issue becomes, okay, why is it that you don't want to be who you are? And so the thing becomes is, okay, if you don't want to be who you are, why? And then the second thing becomes is, as you said, to stay in line with that, as far as so it changes sexes, okay, how is it you changing sexes going to make you who make you who you are, because if who you are in real life is not who you are, then that obviously means you're not sure of what you should be. And so it really doesn't make sense. And you have some people that goes and try it out. Some people go as far as beginning to go do the surgical things. And now, what if you go through all these changes, but then you find out that's not who you're supposed to be? Now what? There are some things you can't get back no more. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I had a real issue when Cher's daughter, a.k.a. Chaz, said the most craziest thing that I've ever heard a person can say, if not crazier, that the minute she became a man, she said to the public, I have erased the mistake that God has made. If I had a brick that day toward my TV, I wouldn't have a TV. But that was like, how dare you? And with this Caitlyn Jenner thing, you know, if you hear him, her, it, how he wants to speak or where he wants to come sales, he still has a deep voice. So you are not totally transformed to a woman yet, sir or man or whatever you want to be. But why do you want to change the anatomy of what God created you to be? If God wants you to be the woman, he would say, hey, we may make Bruce, you know, from Jump Street. He didn't go off in that trouble. No, I won't say the word trouble. I won't say that at all. God didn't create us, or he wouldn't put in his word that I formed you in your mother's womb. He knew it before the earth was formed. So
yes.
Why do you want to slap in the face like that by changing your sex? And I don't care if the LGBTs get mad at me right about now. I'm going to see what they do. But I'm standing on God's word. And when God called me to be a male, that's who he called me to be, a male.
Exactly.
Physical anatomy, I have male parts. I'm not going to change nothing. You know, my only biggest concern in my life is getting back in shape, you know, getting my weight back and working out. That's me. But I ain't going to be no female. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's right.
Preposterous, ludicrous.
Yes, it is.
So I don't think it's too much of airtime. I just had to say that, get off my chest. But I'll be listening in.
I appreciate it. You know, I thank you for calling in. And to, if I could suggest a scripture to you, Romans chapter 1, starting around verse 18. But it's a verse in for scripture. In verse 23, where it says, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, into birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. And it also, he goes and said that they exchanged the truth of God into a lie. And so what happens is, like you said, because they bought into the lie, like Adam and Eve did with the serpent, It's really the same thing, because what happened was the enemy sold it to Eve to be unhappy with her present reality. The fact that they were glorified beings, that they were able to partake of anything, that they were highly intelligent, that they was able to walk in the raw presence of God. But somehow he was able to get her to be displeased with the fact they could not partake of that one tree. And so we see the same thing today, where the enemy sells people the same lie and says, well, God made a mistake based off of how I feel. So therefore, God, I got, like the person said, I got to change what God did, because God don't know what he's doing. He's an idiot. And so, but yet, they bought into a lie. They're being deceived. And you can see it with Bruce Jenner, because, okay, if you want to be a woman, why not start taking the hormones to lessen the deepness of your voice? And yet he said he still wants to be with women. You know, like one person says, so is he considered to be a transgender lesbian? Because you want to be a woman, but yet you still want to deal with women. That just shows you the confusion that these people walk in, but yet they don't want to admit to it because they really don't want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and his word.
Man, I didn't hear him say that. That's confusion. And we know that God's not the author of confusion. That's the devil. So.
Yes.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that's what we're dealing with today. And that's where, even with this lesson, I believe the Lord from heart dealing with the narcissism, is that when you really, how it started out, there was a Greek mythology being named Narcissus. And this young man was considered to be so beautiful. I mean, but one, you know, you can see the wrong with that, because what man you would call beautiful, you know, and he'd be all right with it, you know, unless he already has some effeminate characteristics with him. And so there was a water god named by the name of Nemesis, who recognized the fact that Narcissus was so vain that he put a curse with that when he goes to see a reflection of himself, that he will fall in love with himself. So when he went to the water, to the river, when he seen a reflection of himself, he fell in love with himself. And so what we're seeing now in people, and one of the things this came out of is that something the Lord began to show was that all these selfie pictures that people be putting up on these social sites, and even how Kim Kardashian got famous. I mean, just to share something, I work at Amazon. And somebody bought a photo album of, I think, about with a total of about 40-something selfie pictures that Kim Kardashian had took. And this photo album is expensive. I think they run about $30-something to $40-something. And I think that's like the cheapest price. And my thing is, as a person, why would you want to buy a photo album, one, of a person who you personally don't know, with nothing but pictures of themselves, of them taking pictures of themselves in various type of clothing, taking pictures of their body while they're working out, getting out the shower, going out shopping with their friends. But then this woman, she has no talent at all, but yet she got famous because of all the pictures she took of herself in her butt and posted it on social media. And this is the issue that we're seeing across with those who are not as famous, but you see it on Facebook. People are uploading pictures of themselves 4 or 5 times a day. This ain't all kinds of pictures. Pictures when they get up in the morning. Pictures of them in the bathroom. Pictures of them out eating. And really, it is a deeper sign of that they are becoming narcissistic, which is in love with themselves, which then leads to self-idolatry, which eventually will prepare your heart to worship the Antichrist, who the scriptures in various ways describe him as being a person that's totally self-consumed. And so we see this today, and we start seeing it in some of our loved ones, our kids who are always in the mirror, you know, this and that, or that everything has to be about them. They won't play with certain people unless they people do what they tell the other kids, do what they tell them to do. This is not just the substance behavior that's in the child, but this is also a sign that parents need to watch, that this kid can eventually grow up to be self-centered. And this is to be found nowhere, and one, in the body of Christ, nor in the heart of a Christian, because Jesus ought to be the goal in which we desire to be like him and not ourselves. And so as we, you know, it's a dangerous thing, but it's something we really need to watch out for. We're going to start seeing more and more situations like a Bruce Jenner, like Will Smith's son, you know, who as a young man is creating a clothing line that's for other young men, but that's female clothing. He wears dresses, you know, he wears tights. It says, you know, he chooses not to be considered male or female, you know. And so we're seeing this happen, and yet it's like we don't see it happening. And it plays a big part because our kids are influenced by these young people. And, you know, we really have to take the time to really speak the truth without compromise, not in a hateful way, not in a way that's disrespectful, but speaking with a finality, with boldness, and say, you know what, I'm not going to change the word of God for no one. You have to line up, and this is not the way of God. And like you said, look, because you're not happy or because you feel rejected doesn't mean God made a mistake. And it doesn't mean that you're going to erase, because at the end of the day, you can change yourself to a woman, but you can't never give birth to children. You will never have ovaries, the things that really put the stamp of approval of you being a woman. Just like a woman trying to carry herself like a man, cotton hair, but you would never be able to produce semen, which signs off on us as being men, you know, to be able to reproduce. Isn't it? And yet, this is what society calls the new type of people. That this is the new era, the new age of humanity. So is there anything else that you would like to add? Or?
I just thought about something. What you just spoke about, yeah, especially young folks. I'm 44 myself. And when I was coming up, we had a word called I think it's called being square. Maybe that's earlier back in the days, but if you wasn't with it, you just wasn't with it, you know. That's when peer pressure kicked in. And I know a lot of friends of mine back in my old hometown, you know, if you weren't doing what they were doing, you were punk. You know what I'm saying? Just something negative. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if I don't want to do what y'all do to label me a punk, does that change who I am as far as a person? No. I just got more common sense than y'all do. So,
exactly.
You know, and I can talk to the kids now. I mean, they are so pressurized and doing things that most kids, like the choking phase. You know, I wish my would put their hands on my throat and not choke me. I would literally beat the hell out of them, but, you know, that's just, that ain't cool. You got to take my life in a playful manner. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, and most parents who raise these kids, I'm not talking about all parents. I have a 7-year-old nephew. I have kids of my own. But some parents I know are punkish because they don't know how to raise their children right. And that they want to be the friend of their child. You know what I'm saying? No, you be the child's parent. They got enough friends outside the house. I had one girl, her daughter cussed her out. I said to her, like, what you going to do? She ain't playing. She cussed you out. That's that to me. Cut my mom out. I would not be alive to this day. You know what I'm saying? And I just pray and give God glory in advance and thank in advance that we will raise our children the way that God told us to raise our children. Because the Bible says,
that's right,
think of a child the way that he or she should go, and he or she will not depart from it. You know, it's just my version of it. Because my grandmother did, and my grandmother did most of my distance when I was coming up. My grandma took everything from a twister to a belt to a train track to get me in line, you know, to keep me out of prison. And I thank God for that. I mean, I didn't like what she did back in the day, but God rest her soul. I loved her for it. She kept me out of prison, you know, even doing stupid stuff, because I was stupid, you know, beyond crazy. But yeah, that's all I want to say. And I thank you again for having me on the air, man. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate your feedback, man. You know, and it's true because, you know, the scripture says foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction would drive it out. And that's what your grandmother, my grandmother, you know, did, you know, because like your grandmother, I'm telling you, anything that was within her range that could move, she's going to throw it at you.
Yes.
You know,
yes, sir. Yes.
Yes. Me and my other cousin, who, you know, me and her grew up together, you know, to the point we're like brother and sister. And when we got together, man, we was like twin terrors against my grandmother. She loved us beyond anything else. But we used to get on her nerves like no other. And I'm telling you, man, she used to throw everything from shoes, pocketbooks, ashtrays, everything at us, you know, and we knew she wasn't doing it to be hateful, but, you know, we knew we was getting on her nerves and everything, but the thing is, like you said, if it wasn't for those things, you know, where would I be at right now? you know, where would I be at right now? You know, but probably doing the same dumb thing, not respecting the elderly. You know, because my grandmother always told me, look, I don't care how old you get. If there's somebody older than you, you say yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Listen to me. You don't address nobody by your first name or you, unless they give you the permission to do so. And even now, at my job, when I say yes, ma'am, sir, somebody that's whether in a position over me or someone that's, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy, like, you know, who are you? Because we live in a generation that doesn't know how to respect authority. And that goes back to what you said and the fact that you have these parents that are trying to be their kids' friend when we are not called to be their friends. We are called to be the authoritarian to teach you, to train you, and to whoop the living daylights out, not abuse, but to whoop the living day, to, you know, to let you know, hey, you might not like it now, but when you get older, you're going to understand. You know, and because I tell you, man, right next door to me, about a couple houses over from me, there's a young lady and her friend walk around here. I mean, they're probably no older than 14 years old, but walk around here looking like streetwalkers. Always got, you know, young men sitting in front of their house, sitting outside, out there, shaking their little behind, this and that. And it's like, you probably can't even count to 100 yet, and you out here shaking your behind in front of some guy who, you know, probably don't even know his left hand from his right. But yet, this is the generation of the young people having kids at a young age. So how can I teach you a certain value system that I myself don't have? And this is the frustration that me and you experience, you know, because as you're sitting there looking at this person, I mean, even in the market, you see little kids totally talking back to their parents, and you be wanting to ask them, like, do you want me to walk this little behind? You know, since you don't want to do it, you know, and it's, but you know, but once again, it goes back also to the governmental system. They gave too much, I don't know what word to use, leeway for children to be rebellious, because as soon as you whoop your child, you can get locked up for abuse.
Mm.
You know, and so now, but yet, when they're out there robbing somebody, when they're out there playing the knockout game, knocking out older women, and out here being hellions, then they saying that you're a bad parent. And it's like, how am I a bad parent when I try to correct them and chastise them? You're threatening to lock me up. But then when I don't do none of that, you call me a bad parent. Because that time out standing in the corner of the wall doesn't do anything.
Joe, don't. Look like little Jack Horner sat in the corner. Where my pie at? You know what I'm saying? You're in that show called Scared Straight, Beyond Scared Straight?
Yes, yes. Me and my wife watch that.
Me and my wife does too. That show ain't no joke. I mean, these kids are unbelievable. I ain't going to do this. Gina came with a degree. My daddy. And one corporal officer said, you want to be in here, don't you? Keep talking like you're talking now, and I'll see you again. And I'm like, what was the show that when I was coming up? Because I should have been on that show when I was coming up too.
Yeah. But, so with my final 60 seconds I have, I do the prayer. Is there anything that on your heart that you want to share, or that you would just like to share, say, in the closing out of this?
Let's see. I don't know. we have to reverence God first, because that's our ultimate parent. If we don't know how to parent the children, I mean, you don't have to be a parent to a biological child, but you can be a parent to some child, you know,
or
the human herd to get straight, because they're looking at us like role model, and they're doing, and it's time out for do as I say, I mean, what is it, do as I do, not as I say, something like that.
Yes.
Because it's not leading by example. But if your child or a child is watching a parent or somebody of a grown nature act the fool, they're going to say, well, they can do it. Why can't I do it? You know? They beat up somebody. I'm supposed to pick a fight with somebody. And that's where it creates the havoc, because I used to be bullied when I was a kid. And now that I've gotten grown, these same people I ran into back in the day, they told me, man, I'm sorry how I treated you. You forgive me. And I have forgiven them. But at the same time, you can't forget because you've been through that kind of nonsense. And when you don't forget, you can say, well, let me teach this child coming up how not to be a bully to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
So we got to get with God to praise and get him honored because he is the ultimate father and he will show us the way. So that's all
yes,
I have
sir.
To say.
And I truly appreciate that, man. What's your name, sir?
Aaron Daniel Hubbard.
Okay, Aaron. Once again, my name is Charles. If you didn't get it, my email address on there, man, anytime you would like to dialogue, man, you know, and talk, be sure to hit me up. You know, I'll message you my phone number or if you're on Facebook. You can look me up, Charles Thomas from out of Delaware. Man, it was you know, you was a breath of fresh air, and I truly respect, appreciate your point of view and everything of the sort. And hopefully I'll hear from you again, you know, when I continue, to, you know, this topic and future topics.
Well, actually, I don't have a Facebook account, but I am on Blog Talk myself. My show is called In the Lion's Den. You see a bunch of lions in one group, that's my show. I have a show at 2 o'clock, which is about, 2:30, which is an hour from now. So if you can come on my show or hear it archive, I appreciate that too.
Okay, no problem. I most definitely will do that. At what time?
At 2:30, off Central Time.
What time? You said Pacific Time?
No, I'm Central. 2:30. It'll be less than
Central.
An hour.
Okay. Well, I'm East Coast, so that will be 3:30 over here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be talking about the testimony of a marred vessel about myself. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely log in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right.